big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that might have you checking your vehicle's VIN, especially if you drive certain SUVs or maybe you know someone who does. We're talking about a pretty significant vehicle recall that just hit the news. So, our mission today is to unpack this recent article from Automotive Dive. It just came out today, July 18th, 2025. The title is Ford Recalls 694K Bronco Sport Escape SUVs for Cracked Fuel Injectors. We're going to try and pull out the most important facts, understand the complex timeline here, and figure out what it all means for you and your vehicle.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is how a seemingly small part, a fuel injector, can kind of snowball into such a major safety concern. This isn't just a straightforward story either. It's unfolded over several years, involves ongoing investigations, different attempts at solutions. We'll connect the dots on how this whole thing progressed.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What's the core issue Ford's tackling here? Mm-hmm. And which vehicles exactly are caught up in it?
Right. So Ford Motor Company has recalled roughly 694,000 vehicles. We're talking about certain 2021 through 2024 Bronco Sport SUVs and the 2020 through 2022 Escapes. The key thing, the common mink, is they all have Ford's 1.5-liter turbocharged three-cylinder engine. And the problem, the core problem, is that the fuel injectors in these engines might crack and leak fuel.
Leak fuel. Okay, that sounds serious. What's the actual danger when that happens? Not just a little drip, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not. The real-world impact is, well, it can lead to an underhood fire. You know, imagine you're driving and suddenly there's smoke, maybe even flames or warnings flashing on the dashboard. It's a pretty scary thought. The article actually notes a cracked injector can leak fuel at a surprisingly high rate, up to 19 liters per hour. That fuel goes right into the cylinder head, and then it can travel out a drain hole and onto hot engine surfaces, potentially igniting. That's a lot of fuel, a serious risk.
Wow, okay. So this didn't just appear to nowhere, right? The article mentions Ford knew about related issues back in 2022. How did they first try to handle it?
That's right. This has been an evolving situation. Ford's field review committee, they actually approved earlier recalls. November 2022, March 2024, even March 2025. But here's the key difference. Those recalls weren't for replacing the injectors themselves. They were focused on software updates, trying to mitigate the fire risk.
Mitigate? Okay, so the software wasn't fixing the crack itself, just trying to manage the consequences. What exactly were those updates supposed to do?
Exactly. It was about managing the immediate danger. The revised PCM software, that's the powertrain control module, the engine's brain, basically, it was designed to detect a pressure drop in the fuel rail. If it sensed a leak, the idea was it would warn the driver, disable the fuel pump, cut engine power, and try to lower the temperature of anything that might ignite the fuel. And dealers also installed a drain tube on the cylinder head to try and channel any leaking fuel away from those hotspots. So sort of a belt and suspenders approach, software, and a physical drain.
Okay. But if they have the software updates and the drain tubes, why are we seeing this massive recall now? That sounds like it should have covered it, didn't it?
Well, this is where it gets really complicated. The article points out that some vehicles in those previous recalls didn't even get the right software update. Apparently, the service tool the dealerships were using, it just didn't install the correct version. So you have this systemic challenge, right? Rolling out a fix effectively across thousands of dealers, hundreds of thousands of cars, it shows how hard that can be.
Okay. So execution issues. And it sounds like NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, wasn't entirely convinced by these earlier steps either. What was their role?
Yeah, NHTSA definitely ramped up the pressure. They opened what's called a recall query back on April 11, 2024, basically saying, Ford, we need more information. And they kept asking. They sought more info multiple times, May 21st, June 21st, September 26th, all in 2024. This consistent questioning, this scrutiny, it pushed Ford's own critical concern review group to open their own deeper inquiry on July 23, 2024. and the trigger for that. A vehicle fire, specifically an underhood fire in a vehicle after it had already received that supposedly mitigating software update.
Oh, wow. So a vehicle caught fire after the fix. That must have set off alarm bells.
Yeah.
So NHTSA's digging directly led Ford to look even deeper.
Precisely. That incident was pretty pivotal. Ford actually repurchased that specific vehicle to do extensive testing on the components. And yes, they confirmed it had a cracked fuel injector. Now, the fire damage meant they couldn't say with 100% certainty the leak caused that specific fire, but it was a huge red flag, right? It strongly suggested the software fix wasn't foolproof. Then Ford had meetings with NHTSA May 29th and again in June of this year. The agency gave them a full technical briefing about their concerns, is how the article puts it, and Ford shared their latest findings. So yeah, intense scrutiny.
Okay, so Ford digs deeper from August 2024 through May this year. What did that investigation finally uncover about, you know, the real scope, the root cause?
Well, they kept verifying the remedies, looking closely at vehicles that had fires, even with the software updates. They found another vehicle with seepage that hadn't gotten the correct software, again, highlighting that earlier issue. They also collected a bunch of injectors that had been replaced under warranty. These parts came from a supplier in Italy, Dumari Flow Motion Technologies. What's interesting, though, is their estimate. Ford believes only about 0.03% 0.03% of all the recalled vehicles actually have defective injectors.
0.03%, that sounds tiny. But wait, on nearly 700,000 vehicles, that's still, what, over 200 vehicles, still significant. What does that low percentage tell us? And did they figure out why they're cracking?
It's a really critical point. That low number highlights just how tough it is to pinpoint a rare failure in mass production. It's not like every injector is bad. It suggests maybe subtle variations in manufacturing or specific conditions trigger it. It puts Ford in a tough spot, you know? Recall everyone for safety, or try to find the few and risk missing some. Mm. As for the why, between April and May of 2025, their investigation started focusing heavily on corrosion. Corrosion as a contributing factor to the cracks developing. They did a lot of testing leak rates, different driving conditions, how the software interacts. It's not just if it cracks, but why and how much fuel really leaks out. Finding corrosion is key because it suggests something more complex than just a bad batch of parts. It involves materials, design stress, maybe environmental factors, which makes finding a simple, quick fix harder.
Right, corrosion has a whole other layer. So after all the software attempts, the drain tubes, NHTSA's pressure, the corrosion discovery, what is the latest step for owners now?
Hmm.
Are we still on software?
Yeah, for the immediate future, unfortunately, yes. Ford's committee decided on this big recall on July 7th, but the immediate fix, the interim repair they're offering right now, is another free update to the engine control software. There isn't a final physical remedy available just yet. Owners should get a letter by mail around August 18th explaining this, and then a second letter will come later once they actually have a final physical repair developed and ready to go.
Another software update for now.
Okay.
So if you're an owner and you're understandably worried, is there anything else, any longer-term support or reassurance?
That's the big question for people driving these cars, isn't it? Ford did previously extend the warranty on these specific fuel injectors. It was part of a customer satisfaction program back in March 2023. So you get coverage for 15 years or 150,000 miles. They will replace defective injectors free of charge within that window once the final fix is ready. And importantly, Ford says they're not aware of any injuries related to these fires or leaks so far, though they have confirmed cracked injectors on 8 vehicles that had fires. 6 of those 8 didn't have the latest software version installed. It's also worth noting these original injectors, they were superseded, basically replaced in production back on February 8, 2024. Changes were made then to try and eliminate the stress that could lead to the cracking in new vehicles.
Okay, so some reassurance there with the extended warranty and no reported injuries, thankfully. But what's the big takeaway here for you, the driver? It really shows how complex these safety issues can get, doesn't it? Multiple attempts at fixes, regulators pushing, investigations going on for years, and it definitely highlights why it's so important to pay attention to those recall notices, even if they just sound like software updates.
Absolutely. And if you zoom out a bit, look at the bigger picture. This is Ford's 90th recall just in 2025. It could affect almost 6 million vehicles this year alone, according to NHTSA data. That's the highest recall count ever in a single year for a major car maker. It just underscores this constant, massive challenge of ensuring safety when you're building vehicles at such a huge scale with increasingly complex technology.
90 recalls. Wow. That number is truly staggering. So here's something to think about for you, the listener. In this world where our cars are getting so technologically complex, you know, hardware and software all tangled together, how much should we really be relying on these digital software fixes versus actual physical repairs when it comes to potential safety flaws. It's definitely something worth mulling over as our cars become, well, more like computers on wheels every year. That's all for this deep dive.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.